18 million stories make up the treasure trove that is the Australian Museum. I'm Frank Howarth, Director of the Museum. Come with me while we bring to life one of those stories. There's a real danger in being revered as a god. Sometimes when it's found out you're human, there can be a really nasty fall from grace. This happened to many explorers in parts of the world, and it happened to Captain James Cook in particular. He visited the Hawaiian Islands over three voyages a number of times. In the first voyage, he was seen very much as a god. He was probably the first European, or his voyage was probably the first Europeans encountered by many of the Hawaiians. By the time of his third voyage, many other Europeans had been to the Hawaiian Islands, and the locals had a reasonable understanding that these people were mere mortals. During his voyages, Cook was presented a whole range of things by various Hawaiian chiefs in particular. On his third and final voyage, and not long before he was killed, he was presented a collection of feathered capes. One of these capes is now part of the collection of the Australian Museum, and this cape tells a story of discovery and ultimately the unfortunate demise of Captain James Cook. This particular cape is a little over a metre wide and about 700 millimetres high, and like any other cape, it would have worn round the shoulders. But this cape is very spectacular in appearance. Traditionally, Hawaiian capes and the long cloaks that went right down to the ground were decorated with bird feathers. This particular cloak around the outside is a triangular pattern of bright red and bright yellow, very small feathers. In many cases, these feathers were collected from thousands of birds for one cape, and ultimately this did have an impact on the bird population. The main body of the cape is covered with longer feathers in a mottled brown pattern, but underneath that is a backing of more of the bright red, tiny feathers. These capes were very important to Hawaiian chiefs, and the nature of the decoration and the size of the cape, the patterning, was significant in terms of rank and power. Hence, they were used as gifts for visiting people perceived to be very important, as Cook certainly was. This particular cape was presented to Cook in 1778 as part of his third voyage. He was then killed in 1779. We don't know a great deal about the early history of this cape. We do know that it came back as part of the Cook expedition, exhibited at the Colonial and Indian Exhibition in London in 1886. It was then bought by the New South Wales government in 1887 and donated to the Australian Museum in 1894. The greatest significance of a cape like this is it allows us to tell a story of European movement through the Pacific and how the Europeans engaged with the Pacific peoples. The Pacific was not empty. It was very, very well developed by the time that Cook arrived, with very mature societies who were as inquisitive about the Europeans as the Europeans were inquisitive about them. The cloak was a symbol of the exchange of goods between Europeans and, in this case, Hawaiians. But this particular cape also symbolised the changing view in which the European explorers were held by the Hawaiians and, more or less literally, their fall from grace. So a cape like this is very important for a museum like ours to enable us to tell a much bigger story of our part of the world.